Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
6 months from today is Christmas Eve, the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. A half a year and a day before Christmas, the Church celebrates another birth, the Nativity of John the Baptist. According to ancient calendars, June 24th was the longest day of the year, and December 25th the shortest. This imagery was not lost on the Church, as the length of the days after the celebration of John the Baptist began to decrease, just as the Baptist himself must decrease, so that Christ might increase. Typically, the Church commemorates saints on the date of their death, their so-called heavenly birthday. But the life and ministry of John the Baptist is observed on the date set apart to mark his birth. For he was sanctified from the obsolete womb of Elizabeth for the holy calling of preaching the coming Messiah. Like Jeremiah of old, John the Baptist receives a prenatal call to the prophetic office. Who is this little boy, the boy that is born to the priest Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth in their declining years? He is a prophet, but more than a prophet, he epitomizes all of the Old Testament, bringing the prophetic words of the Old Testament to a single point of light as he preaches repentance and faith. He is the witness to the light, but John himself is not the light. In fact, the midsummer brilliance of John the Baptist is completely eclipsed and overshadowed by the everlasting radiance of the Son of Righteousness to whom he points. John is the forerunner, the messenger who goes before the king to announce his advent and prepare for him a straight path in the wilderness. However, John is no more than a servant, unworthy even to attend to the sandals of Messiah. John is Elijah, says Jesus, for those who have ears to hear. A prophet, Elijah, witness, forerunner, yes, all of these titles apply to John the Baptist. But nothing describes John better than the word from Isaiah, the voice. The voice. John is that voice crying in the wilderness. Good preacher that he is, John the Baptist does not speak of himself, but of Christ, the Lamb of God, who comes to take away the sin of the world. Proper preachers have vestments, and so does John. John wore the vestments of Elijah's office, not a dainty surplus of lace from the latest army catalog, to be sure, but vestments nevertheless, a cassock of camel hair, and for a cincture, a leather belt. Vestments cover the man, so that we pay attention not to the person, but to the words that he is given to speak. And so the prophet John, the voice crying in the wilderness, proclaims the Messiah who is coming. To be sure, John proclaims the law. He gives voice to the words of God that condemn the sin and kill the sinner. He speaks of unquenchable fire and unerring judgment. His words cut to the root of unbelief that parades itself as piety and will not let the God of Israel be the Lord that he is. He will not flinch as he exposes the liberal Pharisee and the conservative Sadducee as snakes fleeing from the fire of divine wrath. He names Herod's sin as adultery when the king takes another man's wife. John is no reed-like preacher shaken by the unpredictable breezes of public opinion. He is no slick prince of the pulpit laboring under the blasphemous illusion that he somehow must make the Word of God relevant to his generation. He is no hand-wringing preacher, whimpering and whining about the evident lack of sanctification and moral progress in the lives of his audience, as though a good dose of the law would give some teeth to the gospel. John wields the axe of the law, and he proclaims its lethal message without compromise. He speaks a word that condemns and executes the unrighteous. Yet all of this is, as theologians are wont to say, John's alien work. That is, it is a work that John does in service of a greater work. It is a word that John speaks so that you might hear another word, a word not of condemnation, but of consolation, comfort. Comfort my people, says your God, speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and cry to her that her warfare is ended and that her iniquity is pardoned, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. John is born to prepare the way for the Lamb of God, whose death alone would atone for the sins of the world. John's whole existence is consumed by the message he proclaims, for he is that voice crying in the wilderness, announcing the glory of the Lord's presence for all flesh to see, calling Israel to repentance and faith in Jesus. John is the great preacher of consolation, not in spite of his deadly preaching of the law, but because his proclamation of God's wrath crushes and makes futile every attempt you would make to have God on your own terms. With the law, John bulldozes every rough trail that you would blaze as a highway to heaven, so that your trust and confidence might finally be in Christ, who alone is the way, the truth, and the life. God prepared John, even from his mother's womb, for the office of being a voice crying in the wilderness. No doubt in home and temple, John studied Torah, learned his catechism, and prayed the Psalms. The same God who knit John together inside Elizabeth's body formed John to be a preacher, putting words into his ears and through his ears into his heart, so that when John opened his mouth, it would be the voice of the Lord that spoke. That is the way of preaching. For what we proclaim, says the Apostle Paul, is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, with ourselves your servants, for Jesus' sake. With Paul, John the Baptist proclaims Jesus Christ. By the blood of his cross, he has reconciled the world to himself. In him, there is more than enough forgiveness to cover your sin. In him, there is grace upon grace. In him, there is forgiveness of sins. And as the Catechism tells us, where there is forgiveness of sins, there is life and salvation. It is all there in the Lamb of God, the crucified one. It is to him that John the Baptist points. And in this Christ, you have received double for all your sins. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The mouth of the Lord has spoken with the vocal cords of John the Baptist. And also, in this place today, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.